1 week to go until a referendum on our current leader. Post-COVID, he's on the campaign trail asking his troops to come out and guard the polling stations, cautioning that the mail-in ballots will be fraudulent, declaring that no vote should be counted after midnight on the day of the election, despite many states having laws that declare ballots will be counted later if they meet the postmark. The winds of change are in the air, fragrant as a smoldering leaf mulch fire. I talked to my neighbor whose mother died last night in Wausau, Wisconsin. The COVID spike there in that fair city is 50% of those tested are COVID positive. The outbreak started, oddly enough, when the president came there and his troops, all drunk on the Kool-Aid belief of the virus as a left-wing media hoax, stood shoulder to shoulder in Trump-step solidarity. The GOP legislators who are running close elections are turning up these days with masks on, stepping a political distance away from the super spreader himself, a sure sign that his coattails aren't going to help, but instead pull them down too. Polls are predicting a possible massacre, to which the Republicans counter that the polls were wrong last time. They weren't wrong the last midterm, and they won't be wrong this time either. Key states lined up for Mr. T by 77,000 votes, and the Electoral College fell his way. You want to bet they'll fall that way this time? Call my bookie. I'm happy to give you odds. 538, the Nate Silver polling algorithm, gives the odds at 88% that Biden will beat this guy like a recalcitrant mule. 538 puts the bet on the Senate at 74% that Democrats will take over. I'm ordinarily not one who thinks the government should be completely in the hands of one party. But after the last 4 years of incompetence, lies, racism, xenophobia, narcissism, corruption, and impeachable behavior glossed over by a sycophantic minions, well, I'm ready for some adults to run the show for a while and hopefully not get too power-crazed. The writing's on the White House wall. The country knows this COVID response was a stupid, senseless mess, and they will vote accordingly. Trump himself sees what's coming. Check and mate. Time, he figures, to tip over the checkerboard. If he's ahead at midnight, November 3rd, well, sir, that's a victory. The rest he'll fight out in the Supreme Court. And you wondered why the Barrett woman was rammed through in record time.